I'm reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous, and great of mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For this, the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far, just that far, hath he removed our transgressions from us. And like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we're dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is not. It is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. And his kingdom ruleth over all. So bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. My friends, nothing is plainer or clearer to me in the scriptures than this fact. The Lord reigneth. The Lord rules over all. His throne is in the heavens, and his reign and rule reaches everywhere. Everywhere. He reigns in heaven. He reigns in earth. He reigns in the seas and in all deep places. Don't turn to these scriptures. Let me turn quickly to them and read them to you. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He's clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, and it cannot be moved. My throne is established. I am from everlasting. Psalm 97, the Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitudes of the islands be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness around about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Let the earth stagger, is the word. The Lord is great in Zion. He's high above all the people. Psalm 135, verse 5 and 6. I know that the Lord is great, and the Lord is above all idols, all false gods, and whatsoever the Lord pleased. That did he in heaven, in earth, in the seas, and in all deep places. And then 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11 and 12. Listen to this. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. The Lord rules over all. Now, when we say that one rules over all, there are three necessary things. If one is to rule with absolute dominion and control over all things, there are three necessary things. Number one, he must have all authority. If he rules, he must have all authority. There is no rule without absolute authority. In other words, the right to rule and the right to reign. Where does God get his right to rule and to reign over all things? I'll tell you where he gets it. He made all things. He made all things. And he said this, can I not do with my own what I will? God has the right to reign and to rule because he made all things. Listen to these scriptures. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he founded it. He founded it upon the seas, and he established it. It's his. Listen to this scripture, Psalm 89. The heavens are thine. The earth is thine. The world is thine, and the fullness thereof, for thou hast made them. Psalm 100. Know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. Revelation 4:11. Listen to this. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. To rule and to reign, first of all, one must have authority, the right to rule and the right to reign. And I say that God Almighty has the right to reign because he made all things. Without him was not anything made that was made. Secondly, if one rules and reigns, he must not only have the right to reign, but he must have the power. He must have the power in order to rule and to reign over all things in heaven, all things on the earth, in the seas, in all deep places. He's got to have the power. This question comes forward. Here's an old woman named Sarah and an old man. And God said they're going to have a child. And the woman laughs. And God says, what? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Our God has all power. All power. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And I'll tell you this. Actually, he has all power, and there is no power except that which comes from him, that which is delegated by him. Did you know that? Turn to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13. All power, whether in heaven, earth, even in hell, if there's any exercise of power, it is from the Lord. Revelation of Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Listen. We're talking about here about magistrates and kings and those in authority. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Satan cannot bat his eye without God's permission. That's exactly right. Even the demons could not go into the swine without his permission. All power is of God. God has all power. He told Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. And he went down there and God said, you see the potter working with the clay? I'm the potter, you're the clay. Hath not the potter power over the clay? Power over the clay to make of the same lump a vessel unto honor and dishonor? God has all power. All power is given unto me, Christ said, in heaven and earth. Thou hast given me all power over all flesh. Our God is almighty. He said, I've spoken it, I'll bring it to pass. Our God is omnipresent. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in the grave, thou art there. If I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, thou art there. Even the darkness is light about me. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. All things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He declares the end from the beginning. He has all power. As you sit there this morning and take the next breath, it's only by the power of God. Because if he will, you wouldn't take the next one. That's right. All powers of God. If you see any energy or any power, any exertion of authority, the president signs a veto only by God's permission. The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. He turneth it whithersoever he will. I'm telling you that. In order to reign and to rule over all, now, a father rules in the home. And that's a very small kingdom. But he has the right because he's the father. He has the power because he's the biggest. That's right. But my God reigns over all. Even over the gnats and the eagles and the rhinoceros and the whales. The kingdoms of this world and the stars, because he has the right. He made them. And he's got the power. Why, he said, if you don't praise me, the stones will cry out. He said, I got power to raise up of these stones, children to Abraham. If he wants the stones to witness, they'll witness. That's right. Thirdly, in order to reign and rule over all, you got to have the right. You got to have the power. And thirdly, got to have the will. Got to have the will. You got to have a purpose. Rule requires authority, power, but it requires a purpose. It requires a will. And God shows his authority and his power to make everything serve his will. And serve his purpose. Did he not say, he worketh all things after the what? Counsel of his own will. Turn with me to Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46, listen to verse 9. Isaiah 46, verse 9. Now remember the former things of old, verse 9, Isaiah 46. I'm God. There's none else. I'm God. There's none like me. None. I declare the end from the beginning. I declare from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure. When a king of kings reigns, he reigns by the right, he reigns by the power, and he reigns according to a will. I will do all my pleasure. Read on. calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, saying, yea, I have spoken it, I will bring it to pass. I purposed it, I'll do it, I will. Satan said that one time, I will ascend, I will be like God. He didn't have the power nor the authority. Adam and Eve took the forbidden fruit and said, we will be like God. Didn't have the right nor the power. When they crucified Christ Jesus, they said, we will not have this man reign over us. Yes, he will. Because you don't have that right and you don't have that power. He does. And he has the will. I will do all my pleasure. You see, God is not like a clockmaker. This is what the average person thinks. God's like a clockmaker who makes fine and beautiful and intricate clock. And he hangs weights on it. And he leaves it to go by itself. And walks away and waits to see what it'll make of itself. God is more like a violin maker who makes a beautiful instrument, but who, knowing that instrument will make no music without him. It's lifeless and dead, Mike, without him. But he tunes it, and he puts his hand on the strings, and he touches it, and it plays his tune. I will. Now, the Lord rules over all. He has that right. He has the power. And he has a will. I will bring it to pass. I will do it. He doeth according to his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what are you doing? He giveth account of his matters to no creature. Now, will you be patient with me for a few moments and try to listen carefully, and let's look at some of these areas where the Lord reigns and rules over all. Now, watch this. He rules in heaven and earth, does he not? I read to you a moment ago in Isaiah 66, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Both heaven and earth are under the reign and rule of God. One time, Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked king, would you turn to Daniel 4? One time, Nebuchadnezzar talked about beautiful Babylon that he had built and that he had ruled. And God turned him into a creature, like unto a bird, whose feathers grew and whose claws grew. And he sent him out into the fields to live like an animal, till he learned one thing. At the Most High ruleth. Look at verse 32. And they're going to drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. Daniel 4:32. And you shall eat grass like an ox. Seven times shall pass over you until you know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. God rules. The same hour was the thing fulfilled. Verse 34, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of this earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? God rules in the heavens, and God rules on the earth. But secondly, not only that, but God rules in every part of the heaven and every part of the earth. He doesn't have just a general rule. He has a specific rule over all things. The Lord ruleth over all. Now, when you think of the heavens, what do you think of? The sun, the moon, the stars. David said, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy hands, the sun, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. All of them follow a course and a pattern which he ordained. He reigns. When you think of the heavens, what do you think of? The angels, the seraphim, the cherubims. But the scripture says, let all the angels of God worship him. Are not the angels ministering spirits, servants of the Most High God? The seraphims covered their faces and covered their feet and cried, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. When you think of the heavens, what do you think of? Thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. Listen to this. For by him were all things made that are in the heavens, visible and invisible. Thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, all things created by him and for him. When you think of the earth, what do you think of? Kingdoms, nations, England, Africa, Ireland, United States. The heart of the king's in the hands of the Lord. He turneth it whithersoever he will. He said to Pharaoh, for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might make my power known in you. He seateth princes, he raiseth them up, he brings them down. Listen to this scripture over in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. Let me just read it to you. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so none is able to withstand thee? When you think of the earth, what do you think of? Lands and seas? Earth and trees? I do want you to turn to Job now, chapter 38. And while you're finding that, let me remind you that one day he stood, our Lord stood in the flesh on the deck of a ship in a storm, and raised his hand and said to the waves, be still. And one day his disciples came to him and they said, the Pharisees want to know if you're going to pay tribute, taxes. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. And he said to him, go down by the seashore and cast a hook and you'll bring in a fish. He's got my taxes in his mouth. He reigns. And in Job 38, listen, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. He said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without understanding? Now you gird up your loins like a man, and I'll demand of you, and you answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? You declare if you've got some understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if you know? Who stretched out the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations of the earth fastened? Who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and I said to the seas, two-thirds of this earth is water. Hitherto shalt thou come, and no further, and here shall your proud ways be stayed. When you think of the earth, you think of the lands and the seas. And I'll tell you this, my God made every beach and holds that sea in place. Gravity, the world, stars, the moon, the sun. He reigns over it all, rules. It's his, the fullness thereof. No matter how much water the sun draws up, the seas are still full. No matter how many vegetables and plants we put in the earth, it's still able to grow some more. No matter how much air we breathe, we never run out. No matter how much fruit we pick, it's sufficient. The fullness thereof is of the Lord. Been going on for thousands of years. But God rules not only over the great things, thirdly, but he rules over the small things. God rules, reigns over all. Our Lord said, not a sparrow. A sparrow is not worth much. It's not even sold now for anything. But not a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father. He said the lilies wear his clothes. He clothes the lilies. The ravens flew down and fed Elijah, doing what their master told them to do. The very hairs of your head are numbered. And one day, King Ahab, turn to 1 Kings. You got to see this. 1 Kings chapter 22. One day, King Ahab, such a rebel, sinful man, and God said, you're going to die. God said, you're going to die. One day, King Ahab went to battle. He disguised himself. Jehoshaphat had his robes. He disguised himself and rode in another chariot. Jehoshaphat rode in his. And all the armies chased. The rebel king said, don't go for the armies of Israel, go for the king. And they all chased Jehoshaphat, didn't they? And Ahab was making his way off. Disguised. He had on armor, but another disguise, and rode off in another chariot. And he's all going after this one. And it says here in verse 34, and a certain man, verse 30, 1 Kings 22, got it? And a certain man drew a bow at a venture. In simplicity. He just drew a bow and shot an arrow into the air. You remember that poem, I shot an arrow into the air and it fell to earth, I knew not where. He just shot it in the air. And that arrow smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness in one place in his armor where an arrow could go through. Wherefore he said to the driver of the chariot, turn your hand, carry me out of the host. I'm dying. Tell you, the hand of God rules over everything. Even the sparrow that falls to the ground. Even the hair that falls from your head, even the lilies and grass of the field, and even an arrow shot at a venture by a soldier just shooting it in the air will be directed right into the heart of a king whom God decreed to kill and change the whole direction of a nation and a world. How could Paul, standing on the deck of that ship when the waves were dashing against it and everybody's about to jump overboard, and he said, stay right where you are. The ship's going to be destroyed. But not a life will be lost. Not a hair will fall from your head. How could he be so sure? Because his God controls the waves and the wind and the storm and the rocks and all things. If you come to that point, you'll find worship, salvation, and comfort. And not only that, but God, listen to this, God also rules over the creatures to the point that even their wrath and even their evil, God will use to accomplish his purpose. Turn to Psalm 76. What am I saying? I'm saying what you heard me say. It's exactly what I'm saying. Even the wrath of man shall work the will of God. Psalm 76, verse 10, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, and the remainder of wrath you'll restrain. God will restrain it, the remainder of it. Let me ask you some questions. Joseph's brethren, all that occurred, you know about how they would kill him, sold him into slavery, cast him into the pit. Oh, they meant that for evil, did they not? They were evil men with evil intent. God meant it for good. God used their evil to put Joseph on the throne. Pharaoh, fearing fearing Israel's, how they were multiplied and how many they were. So he sent out an order to kill every baby. Every Israelite baby that was born, kill it. He sent that order out in his wrath and anger and evil. And that very order brought Moses into his own house. That's how Moses got into his house. His mother was protecting him from that order. And he raised God's deliverer. Caesar Augustus sent out a decree that the whole world should be taxed. His world. And so he made Mary, Joseph's wife, 9 months pregnant, ride a donkey for miles and miles to come to Bethlehem. But that's where the Savior had to be born. Oh, and those who crucified Christ, turn to Acts chapter 4. Listen to this. Those who crucified the Son of God, were they doing nice things? No, evil things. Were they trying to do the will of God? No, sir, they were trying to go the opposite way from the will of God. But going the opposite way, by God's power, they accomplished the will of God. In Acts 4, verse 26, the kings of this earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for of his truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together to do what your hand and your counsel determined before it to be done. Everything a rebel does in his free agency and in his rebellion and in his wrath against God will be turned against him and in the favor of God to accomplish his will. I promise you that. Every man's going to serve God, either his glory or his righteous judgments. He rules. And then fourthly, he rules over his people, individually and collectively. He rules. You see, he rules, I'm one of his people, you are, by faith. He rules in our conception. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. He rules in our formation and birth. And sanctified thee and ordained thee that thou should be a prophet. He rules whether we're male or female. He said, I will return and Sarah shall have a son. God who separated me from my mother's womb called me by his grace. He not only rules in our conception, our formation, male or female, and our birth, but he rules in the period of our lives and the days we'll spend on this earth. Man's days are determined. The number of his months are with the Lord. He cannot pass. Is that true? You know it is. He rules over our state and condition while we're on this earth. The Lord maketh poor and the Lord maketh rich. The Lord lifteth up and the Lord bringeth down. Who maketh thee to differ? What is thou that thou didst not receive? A man can receive nothing except it were given him from above. Psalm 75. You want to listen to this one? Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7. Promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. God is the judge. He puts down one, and he sets up another. He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I thank God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. There's no heart so closed he can't open it. There's no heart so hard he cannot break it. There's no heart so frozen he cannot melt it. There's no will so rebellious he cannot turn it. He rules the heart. He rules the will. He opens and no man shuts. He shuts and no man opens. He can make his chief enemy willingly, lovingly run to do his will. Saul of Tarsus.
He rules the tongue. He can turn blasphemy into praise, like the thief on the cross. Without him, you can do nothing. But through his grace and Christ, you can do all things. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And when they die, he'll raise their bodies and gather them to glory. For whom he foreknew, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. Whom he predestinated, he called, and they'll hear his call. And whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he glorified. What in the world shall we say to these things? If God be for me, who can be against me? God rules over all. And in closing, three things I want you to remember. Our God rules sovereignly. He has none above him and none equal to him. With whom took he counsel? The powers of heaven serve him. Did you know that? The powers of hell tremble before him. And the powers of earth are not only subject to him, but subject to his subjects. Let me show you that in 1 Corinthians 3. The powers of heaven serve him. The powers of hell tremble before him. And the powers of this earth not only are subject to him and serve him, but they're subject to his subjects. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men. Now, friends, put no confidence in this flesh. Don't glory in men, anything they are, have, say, or do, or accomplish. Don't glory in men. Don't be intimidated by them. For all things are yours, believers. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, they're all yours. How can this be so? The Lord reigns over all, and we reign with him. We're his. If the king reigns over the kingdom, his son also reigns. And those who are subjects of the king are subjects of the son. All things are yours. You're Christ. Christ is God's. My Lord rules over all things. He rules sovereignly. This is no figurehead. This is no creed. This is not something theology or preacher dreamed up. God rules. He rules sovereignly. He rules irresistibly. What he pleases shall be done. None entered his counsel, none can question his purpose, and none can stay his hand. Whatever the Lord undertakes, whether to save or to destroy, he'll do it. Whether to do good or condemn, he'll do it. Whether to exalt or to bring down, it shall be done. And all the resistance of men and demons and devils and creatures is but a snail trying to resist the foot of an elephant. My Lord rules. Oh, yes, I believe that. God hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee will bow. He rules sovereignly. He rules irresistibly. He rules wisely. Wisely. You can trust him. He's the only wise God, our Savior. He's the only one who has the right to reign. He's the only one who has the power to reign. And believe me, though you do not understand, though off the wrong seems off so strong, God's the ruler yet. And he has the wisdom. What he does on purpose. What he does in power. What he does wisely. I'm telling you, wisely. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Huh? Even when they cast unbelievers into hell, the church glorified is going to say true and righteous are his judgments. True and righteous are his judgments. I know that. And I'll tell you, those who can bow now, and I know religious people all over the world are running up down the aisle, shaking preachers' hands, saying, accept Jesus as my personal Savior. That's not the issue. Never has been, never will be. The issue is, who is your Lord? I'm telling you the truth. That's the issue. That was the issue in the Garden of Eden. That was the issue at Calvary, when I have this man reign over us. That's the issue now, and that'll be the issue then. Who is the King? Who's the Lord? And he is not your personal Savior, no matter how many confessions you make, and baptism you submit to, until your knee bows, and your heart's broken, and you fall before him, acknowledge he's God Almighty. And he's got the right to reign. He's got the power to reign. He's got the will to reign. And his reign is wise. Whatever he does with me is wise. It's the best thing for him and for the universe. That's right. That's where it is. That's the reason you've got so many, quote, Christians who are so dishonest. Christians who are so rebellious. Christians who are so indifferent. They've never met their Lord. And when they do, to this man will I look, who is poor and needy, of a contrite heart, who trembles at my voice. That's the fella. King of kings, and I tell you this, those who now can bow to his reign and lordship, those who can, who are given the understanding to bow to his lordship, they're going to reign with him as kings and priests. Did you know that? He hath loosed us from our sins and made us to our God kings and priests. King of kings, let all adore him high on his exalted throne. Fall, ye sinners, fall before him and his righteous scepter own. All the glory be to him and him alone. That's the message. And I say unto you, if every preacher goes into football stadiums, traveling over the globe, ever start preaching this, this Lord rules over all, something will happen by the grace of God. Because men either have to bow or they have to rebel. They're brought face to face with the issue. By his grace, I bow. I bow again. How about you? All over again. Let God be God. Mike, sing that song for us.